You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godspropheticoutreachministry.com.
Oh, my God, what took me so long to find out that you can? It took me going through some hell transition, some dragon situation, some letdown. And it put me down. But I call on Jesus, and he picked me up. He's a wonder in my soul. He done blew my mind. And I don't care what you say. He's a way maker. My God. He'll make a way where there is none. Can I get somebody? Just raise your hand. Say, I believe he gonna do it again. Cause I'm tired of playing. My God, it's time I put on my walk clothes. It's a warm in the atmosphere. It's a warm. Wherever you go, but put on this Jesus, and whatever he'll allow, you won't turn back. Can I get somebody that really said, teach me how to want you more than my flesh desire, more than this lust, shabakonia. Got me pretending, and I ain't getting it right. I need your help, that you empower me, that I have a right to your tree of life. There's a tree not made by hand, and it ain't no natural family tree. It's my tree of life, and I am the one that give life. Don't get mixed up, I'm the one that take life. We got some people putting it on everything, but why don't you know it's I has all power in my hand. I got more power than one individual need. My God, my Savior, my healer, my deliverer, my peacekeeper. Oh, my. I thank him so much, Pastor. He came to my rescue when I was messed up. He's still working on me, just in case you think I'm bragging. But I said, allow me to put on your armor. It'll call salvation. It call healing. It's called deliverance. It called a big turnaround. Turn me from my own self. Turn me in the direction that is you. My God, I say it's a war going on. If you think you big and bad enough to solve it, oh my God, you got wrong information from your thinking ability. And what somebody else telling you, we can do without him. We can't do nothing, and it lasts without him. You can't live right without him. Hey, can't hear nobody. You can't do right unless you know he'll make you right. My God, my Savior. See, when the enemy got us reaching for a quick fix, the word, I said the word, will fix you and I. It might take longer than you think, but it might be continuous for the rest of your days up on this side. But let the word establish you and move you from it and stop letting you worry about them. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Savior. My God. See what the word is saying. We begging him for things. We want a new car. And when you get a new car, you got to go to New York and you ain't got no business in New York. Don't let him give you a new house. You have a house woman. So somebody can see you made it. Oh, he's a mighty God. He's worthy to pray. The spirit that he done placed up in us. The biggest devil. The biggest unbeliever. The biggest doubter. Can't forfeit if God put his Holy Spirit in. And you don't have to use it. And you can keep on abusing it. But he got away. When he done give you opportune time. Don't get caught up on your gift. Don't get up on your talent. Don't get up on who you think you are. When you keep playing with what God done put inside of you. You better know he ain't nobody to play with. Oh, I got all kind of letters sent to me. My God, I guess I'm just a ghetto pastor. Folks talk ghetto pastors in any kind of way. Send them all kind of ghetto notes. But it's okay. Ghetto. So they say, you don't know what you're doing. I say, I know that. I wonder how they know. I ain't disregarding what you say. But he knows that what you don't know. So I named myself Ghetto Pastor. Ghetto people tell they was in the ghetto. Some people you can't receive from them unless you up there with them. If you've been good, I can't tell you. I ain't been good. All right, shut the room. Pastor going to merge you up under that sink in the kitchen. That's holy water. I ain't hear nobody. But some things you don't want people to talk about you when you're trying to obey God. But people talk about you and send you nasty notes. Then some get bougie enough to come to your face. And, you know, brother had to open the back door for him a few times for stealing. Had to go 3 o'clock in the morning to the fight in the hood. Most of the time, if I could wake a pastor up, I'd tell him to take me so I could just run in there. And they won't run me past the place I'm supposed to go. And so I say, will you come and take me? Somebody might get me. That's the only way. You know, don't nobody want a good thing to leave. Your cook and your maid and all that stuff. Am I talking to you, brother? Can I talk to you? It's a good thing when you can count on that meal on time. Your clothes washed and all them other good stuff. So you're going to get up and do me a favor. I get over there and it'll tore up the whole house. He hiding in the closet. What am I supposed to do? You hear me? So the only thing I know how to do is break out with a prayer. Well, you hear me? But all that really will benefit for me. Because it'll look like I was wasting God's time. But God looking for people that will know his time. You can't do it in yourself because people talk you out of obeying God. Some people told me they were going to leave because I didn't know how to chastise grown people. I said, you don't either. grown people going to do what they want to do, and you got some of these children do what they want to do too, so we messed up. I said I tried to present this Jesus, and I tried to tell them about this Jesus. So when I got a call and said, come to the hospital. God is so good. I know what come in the quiet room. I know what that means. I didn't even think about they was gone. God is so good to us. Somebody check any good to you this morning too. When they allow me to go in the room, I said, you can't hear me now. But I tried to give you this Jesus that will secure you from your own self. And I began to weep because he was dear to my heart. I do this for souls, not for people liking me. But God can allow a respect to come to you for obeying him. It was nothing that this person wouldn't do for me, wouldn't give me. I was looking through some stuff in my garage, and I come across some letters that they wrote me, and it blessed my heart. Sometimes don't look like you are making a difference in people's life, and some you don't, because they come with the mind frame, they all of that, and they know you can do for them, but leave them right there where they are. But it blessed my heart for the hurt that people were released to you and they don't know that you're about souls. I ain't hear nobody. This examination time. In order for you to be a representative of Jesus, you got to put on wall clothes, not your clothes. Because somebody will come and mess you up just because they're assigned to mess you up. But if you put this Jesus, every time they designed to mess you up, God will pick you up. Oh, my God. And show you that I am and that I can. I bless him today. I bless his name. Sister Nikki, I want you to come here. I'm going to pull you out. And if you're concerned about what people are saying, I want to give you something. Folk, people get to talk about me and you. I don't care, but you young, you might care. Somebody bless me to be a blessing with who God tell me to bless them. When they presented to me, your face came up before me. Because in everything, I will bless the Lord. I will continually give him praise. If it ain't one thing, it's another. And the enemy like for us to be appeared like and look like I'm the black sheep of the family. It's okay, whoever think that. But this Jesus, adios si pa codia. But this Jesus is empowering and strengthening you, giving you the ability to stand firm, because there's he suiting you up with wall clothes. And when you put on the wall clothes, daughter, the enemy might come think he can take them all, but can't nobody take nothing that God has given. Oh, it's a whole lot of institution try. But if you suit it up in Jesus, they're just wasting their time. A current situation and people and things, all of it worked hand in hand. But God is greater. I see where you've been before God for so many things. And he allowing you to isolate yourself from what people and even what Nikki think. Even for things that you've been brought up to believe. But he has need of you, Nikki. And somebody think that because you got some degrees and you're very intelligent, smart, I admire how you handle your business. But see, when he has need of you, he has to let you go through some stuff. And it's so close to your heart. I feel anointing all over you. I told you, you can praise God because nobody don't know your story like you know it. And can't nobody fix it but God can. He can show you I am that I am. And if I don't do it the way you want it, I'm doing what needs to be done. On the inside of your heart. Hallelujah, but Sikaya. You can't do this Jesus thing until you know it's Jesus. There's a whole lot of people that don't win themselves. But I pity you if you didn't get Jesus in your winning yourself. But it's designed for you to walk in this place, Nikki. It ain't got nothing to do with your age. This calling God called you to. All the enemy will allow you to thank you for a lot of them. But God now saying it's time for you to come on up. Come on up so I can show you that I am your provider, that I am your witness, I am your keeper. Can't nobody keep you like that. Can't nobody keep you. But I can do that keeping. I can do it. Somebody give God some praise. If you ain't got no situation, don't look at her. Sister Chris, get that to her husband when she wake up. Ain't God good? He's good all the time. How about Coach Shabbat? He is a healer. He is a deliverer. He is a keeper. Cause some things mess you up. My giving praise. I was swole for a whole year. And I went to the best of doctors. But there's a doctor called Dr. Jesus. And I don't care who you go to. They can't fix you. Oh, some of them don't believe it's okay. I said, what am I going to do if I don't get in touch with you? Hallelujah. The doctor said, I don't know what's wrong with you, but I consulted Dr. Jesus. He know everything. He don't have to tell you, but if you believe him, he'll do something to show you that I can. God got some people ain't playing trying to get a dollar from you. This man of God said, I want you to call this lady. Shabakoniyasi. And if she pick up her phone, she going to tell you something. And it going to be directly from the throne of grace. I know some people don't believe it because she ain't got down that low. And this woman of God said to me, God been knocking on your door a long time, but what she was saying, you thought you were too exempt. Huh? He got your attention now. So the woman of God went in tongues and prayed for me. So she said, I want you to look in the mirror. After a whole year, I look like a Amazon. Look in the mirror, and if you don't go down, it's because you don't believe it. I shall never forget it. Been over 30 years. I had on a peach-colored dress, and I looked in the mirror, and I went all the way down. I'm going to put my hands on you, son. Woko Shabbat. Blew my mind. I'm talking about those wall clothes. You got to know that God will empower you. Don't care who's saying what about you. I lost every natural thing. But who is God can't give you some more natural things? I bless him today. Hallelujah. He got many houses, many cars. In many positions, can I stand here and talk to you? Don't let nobody tell you that God can. He can do it, but for the calling God got on your life. Somebody don't think you got to be scripted out or drugged and pulled through something. Oh, you hear me? People lied on me and they still doing the same thing. But I put on my walk clothes. First of all, they say a woman ain't supposed to do this. This woman will do what God say do, forget you. Because when I was at those, you didn't come and say, house you. Only God. Just releasing this weight upon you. Or you will survive. The enemy wants to keep on. Keep on. Keep on. But you keep on saying, God, I got to make it. Oh, you hear me? I got a problem with people putting God on the clock. You ain't been in a situation your life about to get up out of here. Oh, you hear me? I said, go on and play with your bad self. I'm going to pray for you while you're playing, because God don't operate like that. You let God do this thing. He's been knocking on your door a long time. But he finally getting your attention. It ain't about religious nor tradition. It's about a relationship that God wants to jumpstart for you. You got two beautiful daughters, and we ain't going to go no further than that. Oh, you hear me? I bless his name. God will allow you to be tested. Because I was involved with a man and he went trying to get some stuff. That's where I come from, trying to get stuff. But I heard God tell me, if you want him, you can have him. But you got to remember where I brought you from. I said, if he had a gold mine, you got to go, buddy. I made up my mind. I ain't having this. Because I might can't make it out again. God ain't nobody to play with. Are you hearing me? Do I need to help God? What I'm saying to you, young man, you don't need to help God. I know it looking really, really dark and blooming now, but God is a picker up. He'll pick you up on the inside and make something happen for you in and out. Oh, somebody help me. I give him praise here today. We right here relying on Johnny Boy and whoever. You better rely on Jesus, because he's the big boy. He can. When you give up you, and say this thing about you. My background said you don't do this, called women supposed to cook in the kitchen. Women ain't cooking like that now. They hooking their nails on. They get you a fast meal and throw some of that fast soup over it. So you mean to tell me that's all the women can do? Some ain't having babies now. They done got too cute. No. He designed you to do what he wants you to do. And it left up to you. You. To make up your mind. I'm going to put on this wall clothes, which is a spiritual transitioning. And I'm going to trust God. If he don't do it, I believe he can. Hallelujah. We're looking for people to give us what we need. He already done made provision. Yeah, if we define, we need him. Can I shake your hand, young lady? If you ain't scared, I'm going to give you COVID. I ain't got none of that stuff. All right. I give God praise. Will you stand up and raise your hand up? Come on, stand up. Up in here. I ate the food, so a few more ate the food along with me. Not too many, but some. I did a eulogy, and the people, the members were holding their head down because they just knew I was going to eat the food, which I did, for Jesus. Oh, you hear me? I try to do that every day. Oh, you hear me? Let me tell you this before I pray for you. I went to Lowe's. They didn't have the cutter for the change. I go to the other place. This lady here, she's so bougie crazy. You know, I'm a young woman. And I was kind of patting for dear life because I was tired. Get away from me before you get COVID. I said, I ain't got no COVID. You might have it with your unbelief. I come up here and get a piece of change for the fence. And that's what I'm going to get. But because I heard you say you work in the environment, I told another sister, everybody was so enthused about going to the medical field. But isn't it amazing? Follow me where I'm going. People being forced to come up out of there because scared got their attention. I'm hearing you. But I'm looking at you. You take Jesus, my God, as your, if I'm not talking to you, I don't know you, but my name is Pastor Grant. You call me back and tell me if I did it wrong. I don't have no problem. I'm ghetto pastor. Long as you take this Jesus, it is rewarding, it is a protector for you and your family, because these are your children. They're, okay, you got to come home to your baby. My daughter worked in the medical field. Are you hearing me? Guess what they told her? One day you'll be back into the hospital, and if you don't come, you find you another job. I bet sister girl with her bougie tail got up in there. This is how the enemy operate. Now, if you don't get some more of Jesus, that's your business. Get butt naked outside and throw your clothes in the garbage. But you're going to need this Jesus to be your protector. You see what I mean? So what I say to you when I took your hand, I come in agreement with you that God looking for representatives. I ain't talking about no Hollywood stars. He told me he got enough of them and they ain't no good. He looking for a just a simple person to orchestrate out of, I believe. I believe that he's greater. Interacting with the people, some got what and some don't know what they got. Oh, you hear me? A young lady blew my mind this morning telling me about the corporate stuff. I said, you're messing with me. I tried to be on good behavior one day, but you done messed me up again today. Don't care what nobody tell you. What you read, the bullets they put out, and all this other mess. Oh, you hear me? My brother in Virginia, his girlfriend had stage 4 cancer. Emergency room nurse. Didn't even know she had it. Go to the emergency room. Dead just that fast. And you tell me all our intellectual ability moving God, he looking for some simple people that he can bring to a place that they can represent him. I can't represent him as it's about me. You follow me where I'm going? So when you're going up in there, I want you to get your praise up to another level. Because God want to use some people who in the back line. He want to bring them to the front line, Nick, and can handle it because it ain't about them. Well, when you wait for these people for their turn, you better not mess with them because it's about them. But I want you to start witness about this Jesus, and you're going to see how some things that you ain't asked God for, he going to do for you. If you believe it, reach up and pull it down, because God got some stuff, even with the supposed to be corporate shutting down, that he blowing some people's mind with. Are you hearing me? Yes, sir. So you grab it, hold fast to it, and watch God do it. Watch him do it. Chantel, it's your birthday. Get on up here, girl, where I can pray for you. Are you hearing me? I want to ask you a question. What do you want God do for you? And I don't tell me about you want God to straighten up your husband and all that. No, sir. No, sir. I'm sick and tired of people telling God to straighten up. People don't want to be straightened. Do things for other people to make them act like they want me. What you want them to do for you? I want you to put it in your mind for your birthday. Are you hearing me? Let me tell you what, for my birthday, what God did. I tightened up my blue, black, gray, fro, whatever color it is. Put on one of my better uniforms. Smelling good all over. Didn't do it myself. I have a cousin I've been witness to because she had a serious surgery. And I kept on rebuking her every morning and praying for her so she got better. She sent me a gift card. So I went out myself. I got me a table by the window. And I ordered everything I saw on the menu I wanted to order. And I sat there. And I said, God, I couldn't have a better 70-plus birthday. I ask you for nothing. Everything you've done.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.